Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Snake Gully Cup Day. Len Toews is there. Morning, Len.
Good morning, Sean.
You've got a ripper day today, haven't you? Great field, the whole lot.
Yes, and it's a beautiful day. I mean, it's an excellent track. Rated the track a good four, and it's definitely that. Weather guys have looked after us. They produced the rain for us on Tuesday night and throughout the day on Wednesday, and everything's A-okay for the wonderful days of racing.
Well, if you tried to plan this, it sounds like you couldn't have done any better.
Exactly right. At some stage, your luck has to change. Following last year when we got washed out on the second day, so it's about time we back the winner.
Now, Lynn, this is a fair little campaign, I'm tipping. Today and tomorrow, you get the two-day carnival?
Yes. We back up tomorrow with the hair of the dog. It's also a very attractive card, and with full fields in all races. So we're looking forward to two great days of racing.
And you've got to get credit for maintaining a two-day carnival. That's still a good effort these days.
Yes, there's a lot of work goes into it. We're very fortunate. We've got a great committee here in Gundagai. They work extremely well. Our young president, Mike Crowe, is a great worker for the club, and he continues to put his heart into the game and doing an excellent job.
All right. Well, look, we wish you all the best today at All August for a fantastic Snake Gully Cup.
Right. Thanks very much, John. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Len. Len Toews are there. John Scorse is there today as well. And he'll be wallowing in the sunshine, I imagine. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. One of my favourite days, Sean. And look, it should be an absolute cracker. You heard from Len there with a little bit of rain in the last few days. It's been so dry. So great to see a little bit of rain. And it's just eased off in time for the big day, mate.
Rightio, now the first there, the Maiden, $11.80, one Havelka, $5, two Motorazar, $4.60, three Tajarob, $4.80, four Letskin Animal, $11, five Rain Time, $61, six Elm Court, $3.70, seven Hour, eight She's All In is $8, number nine Walingi, $23, ten Dante Piero, $151, 11 Kiwi Cod, $41, 12 Le Shades, $11 and 13 Out, favourite at $3.70, number six Elm Court.
Yeah, this is a very good Maiden. Obviously, the nice money up for grabs today, Sean. This is a great field here. 2-3-6-1 for me. I'm with Monterey Zara. I thought he only had one trial and he looked impressive, but he just got the stage fright there on debut. Obviously, that wasn't as strong a Maiden as some of his opposition, but I just think improvement-wise, there's a ton there for him. Look, drawn out away from the fence is probably not a bad thing for him. He'd probably get back a little way. But he was a dual acceptor, and I think they picked the right race here. So I'm going to go with him on top here, Monterezar. Look, the form from everywhere, as we see, the Hayes Dabney runner, Tarja Rob, nothing won its way last time at Benalla. Was good at Albury and a very hot Maiden the run prior behind News Girl. So, again, it's drawn out away from the fence, but it gets here third up from a spell. Look, six Elm Court. This was well fancied to beat Tully Toff. First up, and it just didn't have anything go its way. It got stuck outside them in the small field, but it would have come on nicely from that filly by Mossman, and again, only the one trial. So, opened a good improvement. And the top weight, Havelka, will wear the earmuffs. So, hopefully, she behaves herself. She's a talented little girl, and I thought she was pretty solid first up from a spell and beautifully drawn here. 2-3-6-1 the first, Sean.
Right, here we go to race two. Now, one Dreamy of Biscay, $2.25. Two Cheyenne, $5. Number three, Skaldark is $19. Four Away She Goes, $13. Five Sky and Me, $13. Six Manhattan Zip, $13. Seven Messina, $6.50. Eight Rocky High, $9.50. Nine King Caesar, $14. Ten First Rose, $101. 11 Is Anyone There, $151. 12 Smoky Aura, $101. Favourite here, Toppy, one Dreamy of Biscay, $2.25.
Yeah, I'm with her here, Sean, back to a class one, but she owes the punters a couple. She's gone under twice this prep as a favourite. But 1, 2, 7, and 4, Dreaming of Biscay, she's pretty talented, and she might well have needed both those runs. She did a fair bit of work in the run last time, and I think, I'm hoping she can get the right run, a bit widely drawn here from the 1,400, but I think stepping up in trip is going to suit her, and I'm going to go with her. Cheyenne was terrific first up from a spell at Wagga beyond Sausage and Yeldarb. That effort was really good from the back there. And look, beautifully placed, getting up to 1400 second up. Look, seven, Marzina's looking on pace type of horse. Gets the blinkers off today, and she's been quite consistent. And I thought four was probably best for the rest here, Sean, in a way she goes. So hopefully she delivers for the punters today, Dreaming of Biscay, mate. 1, 2, 7, 4.
Righto, we go to the third, the Snake Gully Flying. Now, one Gesundheit is $5, two Zaron, nine, three Liberty Song, $6.50, four Gwyneth, $3.80. Five Balala, 370, six Brockton Punch, nine, seven Didn't Even Kiss Me, 26, eight Eastern Pegasus, $7. Favourite, 375, Balala, narrowly.
Yeah, I made it the best bet of the day, Sean. Five, a special, four, one, and eight. I really like Balala. Pardon me. Coming back to the 1,000 metres, he was terrific first up in a very hot open there at Albury, but he's been very good both times he's been to Gundagai. And look, second up form strong. I think the small field suits, and I think he'll round these up. He's the best bet of the day for me. Gwyneth, pretty talented, went round at Randwick in a really hot race last time beyond Almanzora, showed a heap of pace there, and expected this is going to lead these for a long, long way here. The top weight's an interesting runner now with Peter Clancy Grundersite. Draws gate one here. Keen to have a look at it in the yard. And eight Eastern Pegasus was really good last preparation, and he gets his second up from a spell on the minimum. But look, I think with clear air and a reasonable speed, this will run over them, Balala. Five, a special, four, one, and eight, Sean.
All right, the fourth event, one Iron Stride, 81, two is out, three Remingale, 71, four out, five RE Songs, $1.55, six, seven out. Number eight, Pros and Cons, 26, nine Single Red Rose, 151, 10 Tip to Josie, 34, 11 More Euros, 440, 12 Run Like a Rebel, 21, 13 out. 14, Bob's Angel, 10, 15, Concours, 101, 16, Cooley Boss, 6. Favourite, Very Short, Irish Songs, the 5, $1.55.
Yeah, got to go with it, Sean. He would have picked this out nicely, this $40,000 maiden, Kurt Goldman. Come up with a good gate as well. 5, 11, 8, 14. It's on top by a stretch. And the three runs have all been beauties in hot races in town. So this is the right day for presuming here. I'll go with Irish Songs, trying to find the exotics. And I'll give this another go here, More Euros. Was terrific on debut beyond Sausage, and we've seen her come out and win impressively since. It was never really comfortable at Maruya when it resumed there as a favourite, but it wanted to lay away from the fence. I think probably back to an 1,100 metres, a bit of a freshen up for it. I've got a second pick here. Eight Pros and Cons, went through those two-year-old races at Wagga at the Carnival and was well beaten by Miss Scorcher Mookarina last time at big odds, but gee, that's a pretty handy race. And have a look at it in the yard. And 14, Bob's Angel, won a trial. It was way back in May, but gee, it turned some heads there. It won by 100 yards there that day. So an interesting yard watch as well, but it's got very good form here from maiden. This one, Irish Songs, made it 5.11, 8.14, Sean.
Righto, the fifth one out, two Jesuit, 6.50, three Find My Tail, 10, four Shoplifter, 12. 5 and 6 out. 7 Ethnicity, $5. 8 out. 9 Blue Fiasco, $61. 10 Skiing Girl, $9. 11 Wolf of Peter Street, $7.50. Number 12 Mookarina, $4. 13 out. 14 On Nieto, $8.50. 15 out. 16 Nevada Dane, $8. 4 even for number 12 Mookarina.
Yeah, got to go with her, Sean. 12, 4, 10, and 11. I listened to you talk to Paul Jones. I like the way he spoke about her, but she was fabulous her first preparation. She had a nice little trial there recently, trialled up nicely, but the form around the last prep, the two-year-old form, obviously you love to see them come back, but these Shameless Awards are really turning some heads. And look, I think from the middle gate, she's going to take a power beating here. I'll go with her, but plenty with a chance around her. Shoplifter was very good last preparation. I was there the day it won its maiden at Albury, and it cleaned them up with a solid turn of foot. And likewise, first up at Corowood, just drew out. They ran very, very quick time, and I thought it made up really good ground in the straight. It'll improve here, second up from a spell for sure. Look, outside those, 10 Skiing Girl. This was dynamite when it won, and we got the money with it too. It's here at Gundagai going back to September, and it went to Cootamundra. Just forgive the run, though. Couldn't have won from where it was, Sean, but look, I don't mind it here, back to 1,100 metres to the scene of the crime from the good gate. And 11, Wolf of Peter Street. She was solid when she was beaten first up from a spell, and I think she'll get a bit of benefit out of that. I made it 12, 4, 10 and 11. Really good race, Sean.
Righto, race 6-1, Tadween, $7, 2 is out, 3 Cattle Dog, Cod, 11, 4 Dealmaster, 26, 5 Early Choice, 13, 6 Minton Mosley, 480, 7 Bank of Erin, 440, number 8 Denham Street, 26, 9 Lord Laurie, 19, 10 Reliant, $9, 11 Bonanna, 7 and 12 Pacific Tycoon, 6, 13, 14, 15 out. Favourite here, 440, number 7 Bank of Erin.
Yeah, I'll go with her, Sean, but I hope she behaves herself. 7-6-3-1. She's a real talent, Bank of Heron. But look, he took her to Rosehill Gardens, that highway, Luke and Pepper, and she just didn't handle it at all. She missed a start and got back. And just right, that was behind some pretty smart horses. Handle the truth, I am Capitan. It was a leader-dominated race. She was out of play as soon as she missed the kick, but the Aubrey run was terrific behind What a Hoot and Arena. What a Hoot ran third in the race. She's a talent, and I don't mind her from where she's drawn. She'll probably load late, and you get a nice run along that back straight. So if she begins on terms, she'll take some running down here. Mint of Mosley, different form lines. Georgie Osborne, a very, very good man with a horse, and he knows what to bring to Gundagai as well. A good effort this at Ballarat recently. I thought its effort was really good there, and it gets here second up with a very good record and a favourable gate. So they're the two. I think there's a bit of a gap. Then we've got Cattle Dog Cod. I thought might run a cheeky race here from a good gate. It's run some nice races in a short career. So I think it's good value for the exotics at the least. And the top weight, Tadween. It had a bit go its way last time at Albury. It's won two there from three at Albury. Gets the Gundagai and goes up 2.5 kilos. I made it 7-6-3-1, Sean.
Righto, the Snake Gully Cup, the 4X Gale Snake Gully Cup, 1 Bring a Secret, 650, 2 Mercurial Lad, 480, 3 Cha Cha King, 34, 4 Ruthless Agent, 950, 5 Dreams of Paris, 6, 6 Oso Hazy, $5, 7 Zalu, 26, 8 Class Clown, 61, 9 Kentucky Flyer, 6, 10 Rock on Zariz, 26, 11 Mima Her, 15, 12 Not Too Sure, 850, 13, 14, 15, 16 out, favourite 480, 2 Mercurial Lad.
Yeah, the defending champ. I'm going to go with him too, Sean. What a cracking race it is for the money now, $70,000. 2594 for me, but this will be a great race. He's got a lot in his favour here. I've heard about the no winners carrying a lot of weight previously, but he profiles beautifully here. I think they've had their eyes on this for quite a while, the Triple J team. And his last run at Randwick was good. I love the fact he's got a good gait. He can track the speed here, and I think his class will take him the rest of the way. I'll go with Mercurial Lad, and I'll pull the joint apart if he wins as well. Look, Dreams of Paris, she's been outstanding the last couple of runs. His horses are flying, Mitch Beer, and she was terrific in that 11.75 last time. A good winner in the Cootamundra Cup prior, and look, the city form around her in Victoria brings her right into this, and from where she's drawn, I think it unfolds beautifully for her. Then you got Anthony Manton's horse, Kentucky Flyer, Graham Payne. It's just airborne at the moment. It's certainly going better than what it was in Victoria. It was terrific when it won the Jungle Juice Cup. It was never going to lose. And then it just got driven mad last time. I thought it was entitled to get run down at Goulburn, but it's got gate one and the claim. It keeps underestimating it, the handicap, but it's still got 52.5. This will run a cheeky race for a long, long way. And a four Ruthless Agent. Pretty handy last time from him, and I think he'll be back and strong at the end, but should be a cracking race. There's plenty of chances outside those as well, Sean. 2594.
Righto, race 8, final event, 1 out, number 2, All Star, $7, 3 Bondo, 13, 4 out, 5, Tip to Tantivic, 850, 6 Henson Park Blue Bag, 13, number 7, Sweet Talk and Willie, 10, 8 Vivendi, 260, 9 Yorkie Way, 7, 10 Bravado Lass at 6, 11 Hagi, 31, 12 Tearful Kitty, 31, 13 Master Moving, 51. Favourite, 260, number 8, Vivendi.
Yeah, I'm with it as well. Look, honestly, I thought this was the best bet of the day, Lucky Prospector. When it came out, my jaw hit the ground. Look, 8, 10, 7 and 6, it's really changed complexion, but it all leads to her, Vivendi. He's really turned this around, Mitch Beer. It won at Coral back in September. Look, it won fairly, but its next two runs have been crackers. At Wagga, it was good, put the riding on the wall, and then it done it again at the Corriba last time. It's got gate one, which is really going to suit it up to 1,400 metres. And this is going to be very hard to beat. And I'm not surprised the money's come from it. Bravado Lass, she was really good last time beyond Get Your Kicks. And look, I like her back to 1,400 metres. She's been placed two from two on the track. She's going to run your forward race all the way. And you got Sweet Talk and Willie for Trev Sutherland and Nick Souquet. And the saddle was really good winning last time. Fought them all off. At Wagga down the straight there and gets out to the 1400 metres. But it's when it's maiden here going back a while. Just got to get the 1400 metres today. And six, Henson Park Blue Bags, formerly raced as Red Braids for the Longmire sisters from Goulburn. And look, it can probably improve on what it did at Canberra. I thought it was a bit below its best. So look, they're all going to beat Vivendi here. 8-10-7-6.
All right, now what's your best for the day?
Oh, look, I think we'll go the nice safe option, Sean. Well, it's $3.70 about Balala. I think he's got a great... Well, I think he's the best bet of the day. Race 3, number 5, Balala. My best from Gundagai on what should be an absolute cracking Snake Gully day, Sean.
Good on you, John. We'll hear you later on through the day.
Thanks, Sean.